I read, did I tell you this last week? I went to a chapter, a chapter I'd written about 3 months ago or more, and just haven't looked at it because I'm busy trying to work out this other one. And but I had to insert certain things in there. And when I read it, I thought, this is clear. I mean, boy, I think that, you know, it's absolutely step-by-step, practical, clear. And it also has a little bit of something in there. And it's a hard thing to write because it was the exercises. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what you do. You bend forward, you know, you lift up. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, nothing is as boring as that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't all that boring. So I thought, gee, maybe this stuff is okay. You know. So we'll see. I felt better about it. And okay. I spoke to Janet Lewis is the poet. I always mention Janet to you because of all my great role models, Janet is the great role model. And into it. Mm-hmm. She just didn't. I mean, she just is a marvel. I hope to check up on her. Janet, I said, I met a garbage can in my mind. She said, oh, I used to call it a reticule. I thought, oh, that's so much more polite than mine. Sort of, you know, genteel. You know, and I am, you know, trying to be genteel. Shabby, but genteel.
Right.
And I end up with my garbage can. And she has her reticule. So she knew exactly what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mine is a garbage can. And the little slip bits and pieces of stuff that I find in it, you know, like, I really do have this image, just talking about acting, of this little wet piece of paper with this little phrase on it.
It was sort of coffee ground on the bottom.
Exactly, you know, and I take it out, you know, and I go,
that's a really good image.
And if you really feel it,
I got some of it in my mind.
So that's what I've got.
Yeah.
And I had to insert one of those into the already written chapter on learning how to learn. And I'll tell you that. It said, see, I had already written, theory is important because it's something, and it because it objectifies what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next sentence was, but we don't act theory when we act.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lay that. Yeah, okay. But that little piece of paper that you so well responded to, had something else written on it from years ago. I have no memory of writing it. I don't know where it came from. I found it in the garbage can. And it said, I forget something, and it said, be mystified but not suspicious. You know, stuff for our last lesson, which I kind of mystified.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be put off.
Right.
Don't be suspicious.
Right.
Don't despair. See, allow yourself to live with, I don't know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that took me a half an hour to fit it in already written, you know. This is why my garbage can and my fresh page of paper, you will be here a long time. It really is maddening. Let's talk about that tiny little exercise that we did the other day. I worry about it, and I mean that. And I'm not exactly worrying about it, but I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how I do it, and then how to get to help you, because it's so delicate, Joni. It almost doesn't exist. You know, it's so dimly happening in the back. But that's what's exciting about it. I was at the Xerox store, I think it was Friday afternoon or whenever. It took forever. You know, I don't do it. I have it done, my dear. I can't be bothered with that stuff. It's just you. And you don't know where to put your papers and everything.
So terrible, yeah.
It really is terrible. And I have this perfect little place, and I know them, and they know me. So while they were coping with it, I was just standing there, and because it took so long, I do the exercise that we had done at our lesson. I guess it was Friday morning. What I found, it was much stronger and more vivid. So I have to be careful in public because I do sometimes act and, you know, I'm going... And I realized that was both true and yet larger and more apparent the second time around. But it had started from the faintest thing where I felt it. I wasn't even sure you could see it. And happily you saw that tiny difference. So I think that's the way to go, because that from that tiny, barely perceived little difference of the way thought sort of changes expression, we can become very large, and still it's connected to that, just sort of that truth, okay? Is an exercise yet, but I just want, if we could just sort of away from script, or whether it's just in the room, all right, so an emptiness, you know, a nothingness, but I'm going to keep it in neutral. Our arrow place is right in the middle, putting it on, just like the little smile. Minus zero is keeping it empty with some kind of a pressure that is too much. So what we want to do is get to a true feeling. Remember when you looked and saw an oval shape, and you that worked for you. So we're going to keep away from plus zero, from minus zero. See if we can get just oval shape, knowing in advance that that oval shape will fill up with a thought or a feeling about what we're doing. Okay. Is out, you know, because it's when I'm in trouble. A flicker. It was even larger than I meant it to be, but it was not. I was not into the plus. I was a little bit right of center. Okay, Joni, remember this has nothing to do with your career. There's nothing. This is just a strange little difficult exercise that we're working on. Mine came to me a little bit. What we're doing is setting it up so that if it doesn't happen today, the right thoughts have been laid down there, and one day that's the way we want to work at it. So, yeah, breathe out because you want to empty yourself out, and and then let the breath sort of take that you liked. Yes, and Joni dear, put yourself all right, put yourself diagonal to me when you listen.
Okay.
I don't want your back to be twisted.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's good.
And then when you act...
This is fine.
You're okay. Yeah. Okay, when you... Let's see, I want you... Look at the lion instead.
Okay.
So,
that's an unusual little piece.
It is.
Anyway.
It's a very old piece. That'll be perfect for you. This is what your breath was like. I think that you each meant that you were jumping ahead of the exercise. You were making sure, and I'm just too smart to let you get. I mean, it's really interesting to see it so clearly in what isn't spoken. We see the thought in the breath. That's the whole point. If we could see the thought in your breath as you did it improperly, as you jumped ahead, we can see the thought in your breath as you think, I wonder where she got that. That's fascinating. Okay, it's just for one reason we think doing it is harder than that little thing in which we actually did the same.
Yeah, he did something. That, right. It was just unclear.
So now we're going to stop the exercise and just try that. Good job. That's good for you.
Elena has a cough, so she's
And
I have to push.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe the eagerness or the...
Everything, all the great acting that we will do someday, really, it depends on knowing how to breathe out and let the breath come back in. You know, we have to go all the way, always back to just, how does one do that?
Yeah.
So now we've discovered that you're not really doing that primal, that primary exercise, really how to do that. That the principle of that is the principle. The principle is the air. The only thing I do is feel the air as it goes out. That's the only thing you have to do. So it's both a physical action, that's physical, and then it's allowing nature to take its course. To do those two things seems so difficult. Okay, so when you act, when you think about, you're going to be doing always two things. One is that there'll be a certain physical action, so slight that we can almost not name it, and then we're going to let nature take its course. Let us say that you impose a thought on the character. The rest is your intelligence and your instincts and your intuition and your aesthetic sense and your talent and your dream world. All of that goes into action without you doing anything about it. That's what we're doing when we learn the exercise this way. Let us say for a large part, a Wagner part, where you, have to go from understanding myths and reading all about the history of Wagner and what this scholar, all of that gets done. We study it, read it, and it just kind of comes in to the body. Then something kicks, just breathe out, and then myth and what you understood and your own instinct about the part, and you go, oh, there it is. That's what we're doing. And we're starting once again with just letting the air go out, letting it come back, because we didn't really know that yet. And every year we find out how to refine that process more.
Every year. Yeah. True.
But it is true.
Yeah.
And it's true in the same way in the master class that Havarati gave, which I watched on Channel 28. By the way, Joe, as you notice, I go blind.
I'm glad you do.
That's right. Yes, even when the eyes cross, I'm talking until the end of the hour. I wonder if those Pavarotti tapes are on sale at the one program.
Was it just one program? Or
no,
there
were
several. It was a whole series.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a series.
Yeah.
But I remember this one in particular. I think he's extremely intelligent. And he said, I just remember, he said, when I go back, to Israel, you see, when you and I go back to this moment, he was doing the same thing. It is never ending, because what? Breath is life.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And the mystery keeps unfolding and unfolding, but it'll never really totally unfold. I mean, the scientists can't get it to unfold completely. Good, we'll both watch it. I have a feeling it's available. I imagine that everything that they did, all the programs they've done.
I have never been there. I've heard that they have the shop now.
That's right. And it's, I went in there once to see whether I could get videotapes of people walking, thinking that when I was working. You see, I said, remember when I was. I couldn't keep that in.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to do.
Yeah.
I have to get something else. And
okay.
So, and if you know the name.
Oh, I see.
It could be very. Or yeah. They would do it for you.
I could call them.
Phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm. And to see the book and, you know, this front page and the
mm-hmm,
middle.
Mm-hmm.
And next to the last page, where one's soul is, just as it moves out, as it touches. And the other day I grabbed, you know, a handful of tapes.
Mm.
And thinking, well, and the news isn't, when something important isn't on.
Yeah.
And listened to one, it must have been in Rio Domingo when it had first come on the scene. Things like Pelé plays soccer.
Because
you know, Pelé had once said of himself, it is a gift from God.
Yeah.
But now I think it's Pavarotti plus a gift from God, but it's a gift from God that has been really taken, you know, in
right.
Hand. Okay. I'm going to breathe out, Joni, and I'm going to let the air come back in. You're going to do yours.
The weight wasn't right. Like it didn't find its own path. I felt like I was still manipulating it.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe the last one.
Last one felt a little better.
Yes.
And it felt like I was, the breathing out was too calm. It was.
So that one can calm.
Didn't work.
One can control the calmness too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yes, I agree with you. What you were doing, subtle as it was controlling. She'll do that again. But it's interesting to know that you were controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we haven't used that word before in this context.
Mm-hmm.
Base of everything.
Yeah.
If you can not control that, the next step, which is the song or the thought.
I think in a way it has, in my sense, out of breathing, not just the obvious path, but that the air comes out here and I think I can so that it doesn't, I don't accept my whole body in my mental sense.
I agree. So it's a plus zero that you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think I sometimes think just of the inside path of the air, of the tube.
Yeah.
And not the effect of what the breathing does to the whole body.
I do. Yes, I know, because really the body does. Yes,
I mean, even your toes respond when you breathe.
Of course.
And
I think what I would say is that by seeing up to now that inside column of air is you're trying too hard to do the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
but what am I going to do?
Be mystified, darling. I think with each. Only you and I can really talk about after 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
With each uncovering, we're a little closer to doing.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that. I mean, we would not have known that had we not stopped. Mm-hmm. And you said, this is what throws us in to feel it.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when I say feel it, mine opens up to feel it. Joni, it's like you open the shop for business and you close the doors and pull down the window shades.
There won't be any business.
Exactly. So, what mine could be this, but I'm going to just do this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas yours is doing this so
silently.
Neither of us know it really until you desperately figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even when it was the column of air coming up, it raised out. I was both here, talk about your shoulders, and then we go past them.
Yeah.
But I pulled in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not helping you
mm-hmm.
to float away.
Right.
So I'm going to tighten my shoulders if I can do it, and you watch me. You see, them got lost in there.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to let go. Could you feel that it just could move out to here for me? Was that apparent to you, Jenny? Mm-hmm. It was apparent to me. See, I have little sneaky things that I will admit to you because it's helpful. One is that when I went to this, by the way, I have this great chiropractor in the neighborhood now. And, you know, I could say, Joni dear, look at my shirt. Yeah, look how good. But boy, when she saw the spine right from the shoulder blade down, she said, that's tight. You know, so believe me, dear, from below the shoulders, I must be like this, you know, and she gives me a little releasing. You know, it never hurts, but you can just sort of think, oh, good. Oh, thank you. Because I don't talk about tightness.
Right.
Also, right inside here, mine is right inside, right in there of it than you are. Give yourself time. When you're 70, you too will have a soft gun. All right. That's, yeah, I'm a great role model.
Hours a day.
Yeah.
Is if I do it in the afternoon.
Oh, of course.
So then I'll be on in the morning.
Yeah.
And
then you'll have your
in the afternoon, and I think that gives me a better block of time.
Good. Oh yes, I can arrange anything. Just for me, I'll have to be able to get to the swimming pool and home.
Okay.
So whatever you know, we work out that way. Think is that the shoulders are holding us up.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, I think you can do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our lady, our Alexander mm-hmm. lady, hasn't come here yet.
Oh.
And so I haven't gone.
Oh, okay.
I too am waiting for her to get right mm-hmm. into the neighborhood. And I think that's because she didn't have the students yet to make
it
worthwhile.
Yeah.
And then if she has one student from Eagle Rock, you and me, if there were three of us coming, then it would be worth a while.
Right.
And it would be worth our while to get her down the block.
Yeah.
This is something you can do yourself in your afternoon. Don't, Joni, you are doing so well. I'm not being nice to you, because mm-hmm. I don't think I ever am nice to you. I'm just cruelly honest.
No, honesty is the way to go.
But when that time comes, then we're not going to continue this exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned enough from it today.
Mm-hmm.
Your finger, and this write down in your book here. Come. In my kitchen, and you will see that I understand that only too well. A thought to the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
What is the ET, you know, the ascension of man,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Is my fingertip. It's a little clearer to me
mm-hmm.
what I want to do with my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you see, this is carrying my desire, my intention. And when our thought is sent through my hand, through my fingertip, and my shoulder gets it. And then, ta-da! A great deal of good. That's what we'll do. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So it's not a scary hope.
Right.
See, without, it's like, how do you get
there?
That,
I'm totally
you know,
lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too hard
mm-hmm.
and nobody can do it. But with the tip of your finger,
mm-hmm.
it's like a magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. The tip of my finger is like a magic wand. It gives the command or the order. Or maybe we want a gentler word for it. What would you say? Joni. Beautiful and tender, you know, something happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives the happy thought,
mm-hmm.
like, let go. Let go. That's what you will do, and you'll find that it's a lot more pleasurable to do than just sitting and thinking the thought,
right.
Which is a pain in the neck.
That's right, really.
Yeah, like relief, and it gets
yeah.
you tighter and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We couldn't do any
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
What we learned was, you, all this time I'm still controlling this. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is why people go to the psychiatrist
mm-hmm.
years on end to find that little thing of control that got off on this. What we've learned today is, gee, even that was control. What of exhale, breathe out, tell the body floating outwards, caught. like a puppy peeing on the rug, or something. It was so embarrassing that I sort of stopped when I heard it. Mm-hmm. It was awful to be caught. Limitless, which is what the breath really is. Mm-hmm. The breath is, we let nature, you know, give it its shape or its boundaries. But we, that's the idea. Mm-hmm. See, let nature give it its boundaries. Let my lungs give it its boundaries and my body, but not me. See? So what we've been doing, what you've been doing is giving it a boundary, which is not what's right. And then it's as though your body will show you what the boundary is. Will show you its true boundaries. And you'll find that those are very large. But I don't want this little... that little touch right there. So watch me as you, and watch what it looks like.
If I want to.
It is odd. Of course you want to. Listen to you. The rest of your life. I'm in a swimming pool, you know, doing my exercise, and this thing is... And I put it down. And three counts later, it's, you know, it's getting... So, no, this is yours, this is mine. Mm-hmm. It doesn't end, this is mine. I mean, since it's your lesson, I'll tell you what
you're talking about. My room.
Exactly. So, don't worry about it. It's, but it's so wonderful to let it float away. It's exciting. It's great. And it's wonderful to be caught doing this. No, unpleasant as that is, it's wonderful. All right. That's all. The beginnings of your singing lessons.
Yeah, well, I could do some exercises with that.
Oh, sure.
But I didn't have a chance to really bring any. I thought what I would do would be to bring accompaniment.
That's right. Good.
And I don't have...
I mean,
you've got the batteries then, of course. I'm not ready.
How many months did it take me to get the batteries in? Even if I meant to say, stay out there. So I totally understand that it takes, somehow or other, it takes several weeks to gather it up all together and to get the stuff and bring it in. So that's fine. But let me now... the first exercise that you do in singing?
Well, there are different ones. Let's see, let's pick an easy one. No, ni, no, ni, no, ni, no.
Okay. I want you to stand. We'll see if this is going to work.
Okay.
What does the teacher do? Does she give you a couple of bars of music?
No. Just come in. We just come in together.
Together.
She'll sometimes count. Again,
okay, so that's what's scary. The actors, Joni, have this problem. Often the girl was doing voiceovers and does a lot. The director, see, there's the sound booth, and there is she. And she said, the director wants us to be, you know, right on the minute. And what she said, she always used to hold her breath to be right there, which was totally wrong for her acting. So you're really, in a sense, doing the same thing. What I was teaching the girl was, one, you can sit for a moment while I explain this, because it's the very same problem.
Right.
First, we said this. You mustn't, she was standing right there, you mustn't feel that this breath, as it flows up to the knee, is taking forever. It will feel like it's taking forever.
Right.
So here's the director, and he's watching the phone, the sound booth, and there's the actor. Oh, knee. Did you see that little thing? Instead of actress, director, sound booth, knee.
Yeah.
Did you feel it?
And if she has the same rhythm each time.
Joni, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just turned it down, but I...
Oh, all right.
You'll have to listen to it.
Did you hear... did you get the message?
What yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what to do.
Whatever. I don't have to pick up Elena.
Oh, okay.
We have to pick up Jake behind or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, and I said that if she has the same rhythm each time, then that would be easy to do. Instead of her feet on her, she's got to come in tight on.
See, that would make for good acting. For everybody would benefit from that. Except that the director is a jackass, generally.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to do it and protect yourself.
Yeah, because the conductor...
Hey, there's your breath.
And you'd know where it was.
Okay.
Because the downbeat's there.
Good.
So you've got that, because they never go.
Yeah.
They always go.
That helps me.
That's the difference for a musician.
Good.
Than for a speaker.
That's right. This is the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then so-and-so, see, and then this is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what you have to do is do that for yourself.
Right.
The teacher will learn to wait for you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll sense...
Build up when...
That's what we want.
Build it into the phrase.
Okay.
And then later on, when she doesn't count a phrase, usually what happens is that we so if an exercise goes one... If the rhythm is one, two...
The breath would be the breath flowing in.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be able to do with your hand, like, I'm going to try to do what you're doing.
Okay.
Can I do that? I mean, I felt pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to do that. See, I don't
know.
No,
but, yeah.
But let me see you do it.
Okay.
There's a little gap.
Yeah.
But I want that to become, it's still a little, you're distanced from it.
Yeah.
Tiny bit. Do that. I had trouble in the Crazy Jane poem. The sound of to understand that little sound. First, I had to then not speak of my new life, and I was sitting there like this, trying to work. And I would sort of the first line of the Crazy Jane poem was. Something like, bring me to the blasted oil. Yeah, sort of my vibes got out. Offering actually taught me how to connect what I said to what an old way of working was, bring me to the blasted oak where I feel there's no breath, but there's sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was suffering so, it came out differently.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're learning, really, because you don't know it and have to work on it, it's you're learning in a way to let the, like the, what I did just then was good. Did you feel that there was no little break in between? And it will leave me. Did you feel that little jump? Yeah, it's going to go away as you find your way to do the exercise, as I found my way.
Mm-hmm.
What we think at the time is that we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But really what we are doing is discovering the truth for ourselves in a kind of a long way. I'm sort of happy about this endless moment. Good. Start it again, dear.
Okay.
Yeah. The nice thing is that I'm here, so you don't have to watch for your mistakes, because I'm the traffic cop. I'll write out the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah? So you just sort of keep staying in that physical world. Yours, that feeling of breath. We worry about whether you're overdoing it, whether you're playing. We know that eventually you're going to get this.
Yeah. Good.
So, and if that's exactly...
I think that's part of it, but I think...
Oh, yes.
Which may be just as well, because I think I had that
feel. Yes.
Even when I was doing Alexander,
I think
never
so.
Really let go.
Yeah, I think so.
It's probably just as well to go off at the deep end and then find my way back again.
Yeah, I really do think so. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's nothing so terrible as learning, like studying the great method of the Alexander technique. And it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse than going off the deep end and just being who you are.
Right.
Because you've only multiplied
the
confusion.
Yeah, you just refine the control.
Exactly.
Boil it down. Yeah.
Exactly. What I would like you to do is when you put the back, you put the little and leaf in the back, what I'd like you to do is just kind of, without driving yourself or your baby, get to the grocery store, schlep her with you, you know, that comes first. Yeah. Let's not get crazy about it. But just wait, in the swimming pool, it's sort of important for me, first thing is that both jump in the shallow water, it's harder. Mm-hmm. And what I do that exercise there, touching the side of the pool, myself lift both feet slightly off. That really mattered more than the fact that this was creeping up on me. Once that's going and I become aware of this, I do release it. So what I'd like is, without it becoming like, you know, a thorn in your brain, okay, I've got to be released, forget it, you know, fuck it, right? But as you're carrying Emily, and you say, oh, don't like that. That you're allowed to do.
Right.
All right? Now, I'm going to say this again, Joni dear, because as I said, but it's for your own good. You will thank me in the
end. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
You know, my children will say, thank God she's got her to nag. You know, I'm so polite with my children, I don't dare nag them. And I send Jonathan a check to help him out, which I find extremely pleasant and very satisfying. Number one, always write for, send a check through the mail. I mean, imagine writing that, but I can get away with it because I put a check in there. And then I said, and there will be a quiz, so I'll check and see whether you read the letter.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm shrewd. I mean, when it comes to nagging, I'll find my way. Okay. Concerned and breathe as I talk. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to be, I mean, go and live your life and enjoy your life and don't, you know, take you into it. And as Emily is on your back and you're doing something with her, if you suddenly feel that tension in the shoulder, just for a moment release it and go your way and live your life again. Good. Okay, you did well.
Thank you. You did have to think about it, though.
Yes.
That's surprising. Well, maybe it's not surprising.
Good. That will. Yes. Did you notice a little twitch suddenly? It's there.
Oh, I see it as I become more aware. I see how many funny mannerisms people have.
How important that there be no muscle work.
Experience.
You really are beautiful. I mean, your face, as I've told you before, and I. And we don't want you to put a little something right in here, which will show us, my dear. You know. When you will still be flawless. Okay. Yeah, I mean, mine, you know, my, because you're young and really, by the time you need to not have annoyance of having somebody tell you to not do it, what we do is half pay attention to me and the other half just don't listen. That's the only way.
Do a little bit of the exercise?
Sure. Okay. It's because you've added to the exercise.
Yeah.
And that already brings you back to the mind just went back to the old way.
Right.
Which is what it will do,
and
it, which is a normal thing for it to do. Fine. We end the lesson, you're going to stand up leaning against the wall because you stand when you take the thing up. Two more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nino.
Good, and do it again, and this time don't let your shoulder into the act. So what you have to, you don't even have to touch them because I think that might be. The center of activity is right here. Nothing to do with this. You're just bringing those in through habit.
Right.
So it's the foot is counting and the breath is moving and the lips and tongue go knee, knee, no, knee, no. Oh, just feel where the center is, and do nothing else.
Okay.
See? Good work. Did you feel the difference?
Yeah.
What you're doing, we're working too hard for that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we've discovered is that your body has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's not be good in the lesson. Let's be good at this moment.
Okay.
So I'm going to do whatever it takes. Really, did you see that I knew there? Do it again. know where the action is. You know. What is there? You have to find what calmness is. You've never been calm.
Right.
Yeah. So
not a voice lesson. Yeah, that's right.
Really. So now try it again. You know. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now. Stand up, Joni, so that we at least get that much done. And really lean against the wall. Keeps you from performing in the same. Nino, Nino. I like that.
I feel that that is similar to when we did the exercise done. Just it didn't feel like singing to me because what.
That's right. It's a wonderful understanding. Yeah. And now it's just to reinforce your knowledge of that, which you've expressed just now. And what we have to do is reinforce it each time.
Yeah.
So that after a while it takes hold instead of the other.
Right.
And it's the joy is in just knowing how little it is. That's good. Let's leave it.
It's interesting that we have to come back.
We always
this
do.
Far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get the root.
It was clear to me that last week when in my voice lesson that in the voice lesson for some reason we couldn't step back far enough to do it just because she just doesn't work that way.
That's right. Yeah. And you and I work that way.
Yeah.
And so we kind of help. I mean, this is important.
Yes, it is.
This is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And seeming to go back, you know, in time. What we're really doing is getting to it. I mean, this is the great part.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you know that, you know how to sing.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It looks like we're nowhere,
but
we're there.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, once the panic is gone from this, then the panic is gone from that.
Oh, honey, you will really have earned it.
A little bit of weather sometimes, they're little brush fires.
Yes, that's what I smell. Joni, darling, I see you next. You'll be able to manage when Jonathan...
I have a sitter. It's the same one that was working for me before, but she's only going to come for the hours that I'm going to be gone.
So this is the well, thank goodness.
And at least... and I'm happy leaving her with Emily, because Emily knows her and all
that.
And the same problems are there.
Yeah.
So it won't be a full-time...
No, but at least you have hours.
Yeah.
And security.
And I can leave at the last minute. My sister and brother-in-law had purchased tickets for this wine tasting dinner. So they had these two tickets. So, of course, we went along at the last minute, and I rang up Miriam, and she came. And I got home, and, you know, the dinner dishes were still there. Those were being changed, and at night, you know, the nighties were still on the floor. And all these things that I thought were maybe because she was pregnant are just because she's a slob. Just because she's a slob. You know, I expect her to clean up after herself.
Yeah.
And me not have to clean up after the baby.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, well. Yeah, this is the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's going to be that way.
Yeah.
I adore her so. She is so darling.
Oh, that's great. And if someone's in your house, that makes a big difference.
I needed to love, you know.
Yeah.
And she twinkled, her eyes have a little twinkle.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. And I was playing on it, and even Emily was playing on it, and I thought, what a lovely feelings, and all this other stuff. And we were there about 20 minutes, and this truck drove up right across the sand, and this guy gets out, and he told us he was going to take a slide out because it wasn't safe. And I thought, that's really strange, because I was thinking what a safe slide it was. There he proceeds to dismantle this slide. It was quite old. And just take it away. And it was strange how ordinary it seemed in some ways. What a sadness it seemed in another way. And I was monumental things that can be monumental here seemed totally normal and everyday on the surface, and I was just going about it, and I thought it was sort of like someone walking into the forest and cutting down a redwood. What a tragedy that is, but how ordinary it is for someone to walk with the axe on his shoulder and walk into the forest and to have dreams. That makes sense, but I thought that that's really strange.
Yeah. Because that's too much.
Right.
Well,
how can, I mean, you can't be outraged all the time.
No, I know, you have to have a moment.
Strange, yeah.
It is.
I know.
I'd be afraid to bring somebody into my home to work for me.
Yeah. I would never do that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would never have. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It is, but it's mm-hmm. strange in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
trying to think of what, trying to explain. I think it's the surreal quality of this guy coming, driving his truck right mm-hmm. across this playground and dismantling the slide in a very matter-of-fact way. And we all just sort of stood around, and I said, well, it seemed like a very safe slide to me. And of course, he was only doing his orders, but I guess it's just the real quality. It's a car accident, and how almost every day it can...
Each other, like we're in a little circle of people.
Yeah, we have our own lives to lead.
And our life includes other people.
Yeah.
And so if one could do that, tell me how the accident happened. And there's MTV on Wednesday night, and Madonna and Michael Jackson. Can you tape a show?
Well, I don't have cable.
It's not cable, it's ABC.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Could you tape that?
Yeah, I could.
Oh, would you do it? Because I think my...